Under Florida law, law enforcement officers are allowed to search the property of a person who has been arrested without a search warrant. That includes personal electronic devices like cell phones, and Republican Senator Jeff Brandis says he feels that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment right to protect against unreasonable searches and seizures.
We are here to protect the Fourth Amendment of this Constitution. What I'm trying to say here is that we need to comply with the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, and the Fourth Amendment clearly lays out that the items that need to be searched need to have, you know, what is required for a warrant for the items need to be searched.
Brandis is a sponsor of a bill that prohibits the search and seizure of portable electronic devices, or PEDs, without a search warrant. It would also require a search warrant before something like a cell phone can be tracked by the government. There are some exceptions, like issues of national security and searching for a missing child, and Brandis is expected to work with fellow Republican Senator David Simmons to include some more exceptions.
A person who is involved in a traffic accident in which maybe someone is killed. The evidence may indicate maybe they have a DUI, driving while under the influence, and they may have been texting. And it would be important for law enforcement at that time to be able to review the PED and assure that there was not a destruction of evidence and a deletion of texts.
But even with more exceptions, law enforcement groups like the Florida Sheriff's Association were very opposed to changing the law. So were the state's prosecutors. And Buddy Jacobs, representing the state attorneys of Florida, says it doesn't make sense, at least right now, while there are two cases pending before the courts.
Smallwood versus State, which is now before the Supreme Court out of the first DCA, and the second one is Tracy versus State out of the fourth DCA. We believe that the clarity of the law is very important in this particular area, as fast growing as it is, and we would think that a better part of valor would be to wait until the Supreme Court rules.
And Michael Ramage also agrees, calling the decision by lawmakers to proceed further premature without the court's decision. He's the general counsel with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement.
You could pass a bill that actually comes out to be inconsistent with what the Florida Supreme Court rules. And from a standpoint of what I have to do with our agents and law enforcement around the state is we have to train them as to what the law is. So you could imagine sometime around July or August, October, we've got the statute coming into effect that says this is the way you do it. And then the Supreme Court issues its two opinions and says, no, this is the way you do it. We'll be in a mess trying to figure out, number one, what is the law? And number two, trying to explain the confusion with the law enforcement.
But despite their objections, Senator Brandis, the bill's sponsor, refused to back down.
It's really the role of the legislature, not the courts, to decide how we handle these kinds of issues. I mean, to sit around and say, we'll just wait for the courts to decide our laws. Well, what are we coming in here tomorrow for? I mean, we are elected by the people to determine the laws of this state, and the courts are there to discern those laws, but we're elected to make them.
The bill passed 5-2 in its first committee stop, the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, Monday. It has two more stops to go before it heads to the Senate floor. Its House companion has not yet been taken up in a committee. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.